This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on 341, where we will be each and every Sunday night at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip?
Going fine, coach. We come out Friday night against a rival. We played 42nd time we played them last Friday night against Wayne County. We come on top with a 33-17 win. Your thoughts about going 2-1 on the season?
Just like I always do, giving all glory and honor to God for the victory and allowing us to come out injury-free. Just reflecting at where we were this time last year, I think we were sitting at 1-2, and it feels much better being on this side. And after just meeting with my coaching staff, we feel like we can get even better. There's a lot that we can still work on. The season is still young, and we're just going to keep pushing our kids until we achieve, ultimate success.
Coach, I was talking with some Pirate fans after the game, and they said, once we put that whole 48 minutes together, we're going to be a solid football team. It seems like, I know the game plan and I know what you're trying to do on offense, but it's 2 weeks in a row. We come out and we start out a little bit slow on offense and then kick it in somehow in the third quarter. And then by midway through the fourth quarter, we've got the other team wore down. I know you want to start quicker moving forward.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing we talked about is just going to talk to the kids about how dangerous it could be if, like you said, we put together 48 minutes. One of the things has to do with, Wayne was a good team. They presented some problems for us. We knew defense, they're going to be tough. And we just had to keep working until we found out what we could be successful at. We found some things in the second half and was just able to keep pulling at it like a thread. The one luxury about doing that is just about how good our defense is playing. Our defense is playing very stingy defense, not allowing teams to move the ball on them, so it kind of allows us to find our rhythm and make those adjustments. But, as we get further into the season, you'll see it start gelling more. I have no doubt that we'll begin to have quicker starts and faster finishes.
Coach, let's change it up a little bit this week. Let's talk about that defense before we talk about the offense. 196 total yards of offense.
412.
I'm talking about giving up.
Giving up.
Yeah. We gave up 196 yards, and one of them was on a 58-yard fluke pass play, and I'll ask you about that in a minute. That probably could have made the ESPN highlight zone. Just talk a little bit, and I noticed on the first two or three series, Sherrod Frazier was all over the field, and he's kind of set the tone on defense. He probably had six tackles in the first two series, and defensive line continues to dominate. Secondary is starting to come around, and this defense, between 15 and 16, it's made a big, big improvement.
Yes, and like I said, our coaching staff, Coach Lockett, Coach Williams, Coach Butts, Coach Quimby, Coach Young, they're doing a great job of, and they've been doing it all off season, installing things last year and just in off season repping it, and now we're able to get more exotic looks. You spoke about Sherrod. Sherrod had a nap before the game. And he woke up and said, Coach, I feel like I'm going to have the best game in my life. And he played like it. So I'm going to make sure Sherrod gets a nap every week. But, we talked about it, and the coaching staff still feels like defense, we're only playing at about a B-. And that's scary because when we kick our game to an A, they feel like we can be one of the more dominant defenses in all of the state of Georgia. So, Sherrod played outstanding. I was really proud of Cam Futch. He made some wild plays this week. A couple of hits in the backfield. I think he had a sack. He's usually more just solid, but this week he made some wild plays. Played with a lot more emotions. Sean Ward had an exceptional game. Sepp Neugebauer is the most just consistent kid that we have. I think he graded out at 96% this week. He's usually 97 and 98. But just makes those solid plays. And like you said, that D-line is phenomenal. We're rotating them more and more and keeping them fresh. And you can tell that teams are realizing we can't run the ball on Brunswick, and they're just throwing the ball. And that's going to allow for our defense to make, you know, turnover. You saw Gamage have the two interceptions. I should have had a third one. And, you know, we're just going to continue to get better because we feel like, again, we just got to start fast and finish strong.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach called names on the radio Friday night. George Mincy Jr., people like that. Tevin Small, I mean, we really caused them a lot of problems when we got them in third and long, second and long. With our blitz packages, we were back there and we caused a lot of problems with our blitz.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We have a nickel and dime package, and we get our, you know, faster rusher on the field. We put our faster linebackers on the field, and we just hunt. And that's what we try to preach to those guys. I think Wayne County was 2 for 11 on third down, which is great. The 2 for 11 was the 2 touchdowns. And so we don't have those. We probably hold them scoreless. So there's still things we work on. But 2 for 11 is right where you want to be percentage-wise. We're also, I think, 25% in the red zone. Teams are not scoring in the red zone as well. So I really can't wait till we put it all together and we start holding these teams under 9 points a game is where we want to be at. And we feel like we can get there with you know, just gelling and getting more comfortable with what we're doing.
Coach, we were upset that we were down 7-6. We had the football, and we laid it on the ground on our 25-yard line, and we forced the field goal. How pleased were you with that, with the defense?
Very pleased. Like I said, if you notice, for the third straight week, I've sent the defense out first, and that's just the confidence I have in them. They're not going to let the other team score. And when you pin them deep, they gave us the short field, and we was able to start the game off on the first play of the game with a little – I like to call them a razzle-dazzle book, you know, and just knowing we tried a little trickery, tried a little squib kick to catch them off guard, and they got it on the short field. But you can do things like that because I know we can gamble because our defense, they, like you tell me, because we got your back. So it allows us to take some chances. I'm just proud of those guys, and we're just going to continue to push them until they get even better.
Coach, the linebackers, I'm amazed at how – fast we are at linebacker. I think I know Sherrod probably runs us up 4-5, and you know Seth, he just does everything that you ask him to do, and then you got these thumpers in the middle. How good can this group be?
I just asked my coaching staff that. Yeah. Right now, Coach Lockie feels like the linebacker core is playing about an 8-, and it's only 3 games into the season, and he said, Coach, if we start playing 8+, it's going to be phenomenal to see. And the biggest thing is two things, Kip. They're playing physical. When we hit those running backs, not gaining extra yards, they're getting knocked back. And our blitzing is much better. Aubrey Williams is a masterful blitzer. He's running through there scot-free, using his speed. And the other thing is that they know what they're doing. They're able to disguise, and they're playing sound fundamental football. We don't miss a lot of tackles. And it's just so – you keep saying it, the most improved group. That's the biggest difference between last year and this year. We can match up physically, and we're dominating with our front seven in line of scrimmage.
One last question before we go to break. Coach, your rush defense. We've only given up 80 yards rushing combined in the last 2 football games. What are your thoughts on that?
Just please, as a coach. I mean, that's a phenomenal stat. That's where you want to be at, holding teams under 100 yards. We faced some good running backs. Yep. The guy from Cook. You know, he was averaging 190 yards in 2 games. Meaty Davis holding him to 40 yards. You know, this last 2 guys here, I mean, they just got totally frustrated and almost abandoned the running game. I think they kept running the jet sweep, pitch pass to the receiver, and, you know, just running wheel routes. So we really are limiting these teams to what they can do to us.
We're going to take our first break. More to come on the Coach Larry Harold Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branson on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, our offense, got off to a slow start. Talk a little bit about Jamarius Stevens and how he's continuing to develop at quarterback. He's had two straight games now. He's been around the 200-yard passing mark. And we're going to get into DJ Whitfield here in a minute, but just talk about Jamarius and how he's maturing as a quarterback.
Yeah, Jamarius is really developing the last two games, and I might have mentioned it on a radio show I did the other day on ESPN, but sometimes, you know, you never see nobody injured, but Brandon getting injured has forced us to allow me to take the reins off of Jamarius. The kid is absolutely smart. He's reading. We're doing that run pass option stuff you see on colleges. And when teams are, you know, selling out for the run, he's pulling it. You know, like my wife was telling me how people in the stands, like, we don't know who has the ball. And that's the whole key. If you don't know who has the ball, you know, the defense doesn't know who has the ball. And he's doing a great job of carrying his fakes. You know, you always see him, like you mentioned earlier, you know, telling the guys where to go, what to do. He's been a leader. And I'm just so pleased. You know, we make halftime adjustments as far as his throws. He goes right there and execute them. And we're only going to get better. We feel like we're still missing a lot of deep balls to Sean Smith. But his quick passing game, the intermediate game, is absolutely flawless right now. And we feel like the best is yet to come. I think you're going to see a 300 to 400-yard game this year on Jamarius.
Coach, DJ Whitfield had his coming out party as a Brunswick High Pirate last Friday night. Three catches, 126 yards, and two touchdowns. He has a knack of getting behind the secondary, and it's almost like, where did this guy come from? Talk a little bit about his development as a wide receiver.
Well, we have some young kids. You know, he had his breakout game last year against Camden, had some key passes, and, you know, I think one of the coaches commented from Wayne, like, Coach, y'all got speed everywhere. And we do. We got some talented athletes. You know, Calvin Godet showed he could do against Cook and, you know, DJ. And DJ's been blocking exceptionally last 2 weeks, and Coach Williams has been telling him, be patient, your game is coming. And when it came, I mean, Kevin, he made some masterful catches. That one, that second touchdown he caught with a safety coming over, that's one of the toughest ones to catch because he stayed focused and caught the ball in stride. Third and long, he gets that deep pass and keeps the drive going. That kind of started the onslaught, and he's just so focused, and I'm just so happy for the young man and excited to see what he's going to do the next couple of weeks.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we had Brandon McMaster come back Friday night. He sat out last week with an ankle injury. Still don't think he's 100%. Still had 100 yards and two touchdowns Friday night, though. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, we really were trying to limit him, but he just looked at me and said, Coach, go ahead and go ahead and let me loose. And we did. And you're right. He's only about 90 to 92%. But Brandon McMaster at 92% has been in a lot of running backs. So
a lot of them.
We're blessed to have him. I think you see the biggest change is his ability. He can make people miss now. But just that acceleration that we saw in that Coffee game, he hasn't gotten back to that. But, you know, ankle injuries are funny, and we're hoping we can get through the next 2 weeks and get to our pie. We can really rest him up. And as we get into reach, he'll be 100%. But just proud of the young man. I mean, he's tough. You know that ankle's bothering him, but he's like, Coach, my teammates need me. And he's just that strong power runner that we need. And like you say, he never loses yardage. It looks like he's bottled up, and all of a sudden, I'm standing aside. I just see him burst through for a 6 to 7 yard gain. And, you know, I'm just so happy that he's here and that he's a Pirate.
Coach, talk a little bit about Sean Smith. Maybe not a big stat game, but when you needed him in the crunch time, you put him in at running back. He moved the chains at the end of the game, ran out the clock, caught some passes, speed sweeps, does whatever you need him to do on offense. Talk a little, and you even had him in the secondary against some work in the football game. Talk a little bit about his performance.
Yeah, I told the coaches after the Coffee game that, you know, I think we're doing our job as far as scheming, putting the guys in position, but sometimes the game is going to come down to let our playmakers versus other team playmakers. Sean's our best playmaker. He needs to be out there doing whatever we need to do. He can play safety, play corner. And I told him sometimes we just got to tell our guys, hey, go win it for us. And that's what he's going to do. He threw a touchdown. He caught for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He's just a utility guy, and that's why he's going to South Carolina. He can do it all. That first pass that he threw on the double pass was absolutely beautiful. And I'm just proud of him. But when we start connecting on a deep pass, you're really going to see something special. He's catching the short passes, and he really caused a problem on the one-on-one matchups on the weak side for these cornerbacks.
Coach, talk a little bit about that first play. We come right out, and you've set it up for the last 2 weeks. We run the little swing pass, but the key to that play is we throw it behind the line of scrimmage. So you can do the double pass, and we run it and run it and run it. And you said Wayne's real aggressive on defense, and when they saw him catch that football, it was wide open out there, and he just threw it out there to DJ. Talk about that play.
Well, as I was standing on the sideline, and Wayne got backed up against our defense and muffed the punt, I just felt like it was a good place for it. And I just looked at Sean and said, you know, he's left-handed. He likes to throw it better to the left, but I said, can you do it to the right? He said, sure, Coach. And like I said, we've been setting up all week long. We practice it all the time. And everybody knows we like those quick bubble screens. And those corners are taught and safeties are taught to sell out. And they sold out like we knew they would, and it was wide open. And I think kind of caught them off guard. And what it'll do going on down the year is it'll cause those DBs and things to come out a little slower, knowing that we have the ability to throw a double pass off of them.
Coach, talk about the offensive line. If you watch the game, you say, man, these guys, all right, they're not doing so well, maybe in the first half, but third quarter, you start 5, 8, 10, 6, things like that, and it starts just wearing down the defense. And all of a sudden, we have 200 rushing yards in just the second half. Talk a little bit about their play and what you expect out of that group.
First of all, they got the best offensive line coach in all of Georgia. I keep saying it. For their halftime speech, he took them outside and they did their own little speech. And,
yeah.
Whatever he said, it works. And, you know, they just said, Coach, we let y'all down in the first half. We're going to ratchet it up. Ty Henson played hard last week. Kano is still about 90%. We ran the same play that last drive, maybe 12 times straight, and he asked to pull and did it every time on a bad ankle. Jabari Wills played his best game in his high school career, 84%, I think he had 2 or 3 pancake blocks, and Deontay Demery is just playing lights out the last 2 weeks. He's manhandling people up front and playing like I've never seen him play before. And he told me, Coach, he's only going to get better, that he's realizing what's going on. Wally Golden, later on, it's the second week in a row, we put those three on the same side, Wally, Demery, and Jabari, and run a different play. And we've run it all the way down the field. And the team just can't get out the way or make a play. And we're able to just grind them down. And the defense never had to go back on the field. Warren McClendon is just smart. you know, just does what he has to do solid. He's a great slip blocker. And once he gets strong, Warren is going to be lights out. He just got to add more muscle to his upper body frame. But I'm just proud of our offensive line and really feel like they're only playing at about a C-minus, believe it or not. Mm. We feel like that once they get their game to a B-plus to an A, you're going to really see something in. And I didn't cut you off, but I kind of mistook when you first talked. But we had 412 yards of offense. You know, 193 passing and over 200 yards rushing. I mean, that's where you want to be as a team. So we're almost 200. So now a team can't just say, well, all they do is run or all they do is pass. I mean, we're balanced. And now they're going to have to decide each and every night what we're going to try to stop.
Coach, one last little comment before we go on break. When you run that big jumbo set, I don't know what kind of set you call it on, but that's 900 pounds of humans over there on the left side when you bring those big three, when you bring that tight end over there with those guys. So there should be some running room over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of running room. And those, like I said, I'm just enjoying it because they look like a college offensive line, especially that big old tight end. And, you know, and the thing I love about Wapping, he didn't even catch the ball this week, but he doesn't care. As long as he's out there blocking and with his brothers, as he calls them, helping us win, he's satisfied.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harreld on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends. 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harreld on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, let's talk a little bit about special teams. You know, we scored, 33 points, missed a couple of extra points. Seth's punting well. Coverage was a big improvement from the week before. Depth on the kickoffs and extra point misses may come back to bite us in some big games if we don't clean that up.
Yeah, we definitely had to clean that up as well as the extra point problem. And I have no doubt that we're going to clean those different things up. It's one thing we talked about, but just satisfied at how, you know, we felt like we were totally atrocious last week. You know, we get on the guys, we correct some things up, and they improve. And so as we address those areas, you know, it's still September, and nobody's playing their best ball, nor do you want to be. But that gives you more things to work for. We're going to preach to the guys. This is a big week for us. You know, not to go step over the topic, but, you know, this is homecoming week for us. It's the second game at home. We got Camden County coming in off of one of the worst losses in history. I mean, there's a lot. This is one of those trap games, I feel like. And, you know, we got to be locked in as a coaching staff and as a team. You know, we can't rest on our laurels. We have to have a great week of practice and get ready for some fury because I really feel like Camden and then the fact that we have Brandon McMaster, I mean, just all those things combined they're going to play furious, they're going to play lights out, and we're going to have to play another masterful game.
Kickoff return yardage, Coach, last couple of weeks we've had some nice kickoff return yardage, and we have forced teams to kind of do that angle kick on us to kind of keep it away from our guys back there and deep to return the football.
Yeah. We're winning the field position average. Coach Brady does that every week of how we're winning the field position. I think we're averaging, Sean Smith averaged like 40 yards a return. And, you know, they don't have many options. I mean, you kick it to him, or you kick Godet, or you kick DJ Whitfield, you kick it to Jalen Jackson. You haven't even seen what he could do yet. So we just put them in some difficult situations. But the one thing I will add, and then just going back to last year, we are light years ahead of where we were last year, special teams. And, you know, people always used to ask me, because what's wrong with the special teams? And I told them just the kids hadn't bought in. They're bought in this year. They want to do it. They're excited about it. You know, they get rewards for being a special team player of the week. And they're only going to get better. I mean, they're kids. They're going to make mistakes. But, you know, that's our job as coaches, to keep working on it and fix those problems. So, like you say, those things won't come back to bite us later on down the season.
Coach, we're 2-1 on the season, 3 weeks in. And, you know, we lost the one-point game to Coffey, the heartbreaker. We go on the road, we get a score 40 points. We come home against a rival team that we've played a lot over the years, 30 miles away. We get a big win against them. Now we've got Camden County coming in here, and they're probably, like you said, coming off one of the worst losses in their program history, a 56-7 loss to Glenn Academy last Friday night. We've got Brandon McMaster, who transferred in from Camden this year, and I expect them to come in here kind of circling the wagons this week, and we're going to get probably a Camden team that we haven't seen yet in 2016.
Exactly. I mean, they're still Camden County. Coach Coffey and his staff does a great job. They're going to get those kids ready to play. And basically what you see is a Camden team that's young. They lost 42 seniors, and that whole region, you can tell. You know, I saw Roswell beat Colquitt pretty good. That whole region is just young this year. Most of those programs lost 40, you know, to 45 seniors. And anytime you lose that many kids, you know, there's going to be some type of attrition, and you're going to have to build that thing back up. But they're still Camden. They still going to come to play. And we still need a good turnout. We need a, you know, it's going to be homecoming week, which, you know, we really didn't want that to be, but we didn't have no choice. You know, we were trying to get it last week, but, of course, it was Labor Day weekend, and, you know, of course, we can't do it during the Glenn Academy week. And the last week, we played Richmond Hill for senior night. So, you know, we just put it in one of those situations. But that's only going to add to the fire, I believe, as far as them kids wanting to play. You know, and then, like I said, just the fact of going up against their old teammate as well. So, you know, we're going to have to come to play, Kip. You know, we don't apologize for anything. We're going to play hard. They're going to play hard. And we'll let the chips fall where they may. But I expect a dynamic game Friday night.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you said it's homecoming week. And to me, while homecoming is a great event, as a head football coach, that means distractions. Talk a little bit about that.
For a head football coach, it's the worst week ever. They're going to ask us to do things out of character. You know, and I'm a team player. I want the kids to have fun. I want, you know, I know they're a big part of homecoming activities and things, but we have – homecoming is not successful if you don't win the game, to me. And like I tell our team, and my college coach told me this every year, homecoming is not for us. It's for the alumni. It's for those people to come back and enjoy what they've built years and years on. Being in that old school, and now they get to come back to a brand new $56 million building. It's for them to enjoy it. And it's for us to go out Friday night and put on a show and bring home a victory so they can enjoy, you know, their homecoming dance stuff. But as a head coach, as a coach, period, it's going to be very hard. Like I said, it's distractions. And the biggest distraction is girls and you know, who I'm going to homecoming with. And coach, can I walk this girl out during the pageant? And, you know, so those are the things that I'm going to have to deal with this week. But I thought we handled the Cook County playing on Saturday, distraction, well, but it's a different kind of distraction. And I'm pretty sure Mr. McMaster is not going to let the kid lose too much focus because he's excited about this game as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Coach, it's the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on our country, and we're sitting here enjoying all these freedoms. We enjoy talking about football, game time, wings and things. Just talk a little bit about how that event affected you as a person and just how it motivates you to keep moving forward.
I will never forget coming back in my dorm room after class and my TV was on and seeing the buildings catch on fire, and I'm standing there frozen like, this is not real. I'm turning channel after channel and it's real. And then immediately start thinking about family members that are back up north and if they're okay. And then you hear about a plane being crashed in Jersey where a lot of my family's from. So I will never forget that week. You know, we had to cancel our game and, you know, just how everything was pushed back. And those emotions will never be forgotten about, and just what sacrifice our armed forces do. I was looking at the storm the other day, and, you know, police relations is really big. And I'm proud of the other police, you know, being out there with the traffic lights out, you know, out there waving traffic. And we need our armed forces. We need our police officers. And they're a big part of what we do. And I'm always grateful at the protection that they provide us and their services and doing things that normal people don't want to do.
That's well stated, Coach. One last thought before we sign off tonight. You want to say to our fans about this week, Camden County, haven't beat them since 1999. We're overdue.
Yeah, we've had two great homecoming crowds, or home crowds, and I'm expecting an overflow crowd for homecoming. Come on out. The student section is on fire again. The best thing that I love, Kip, is when we win and we stand and sing off. That's the best feeling, and those kids understood. You know, last year we would lose. We was on a six-game losing streak, and I made them stand for the alma mater, and they really didn't want to do it, but they was like, Coach, I understand why you're doing it. There's no better feeling just showing that school pride, seeing your alma mater and enjoying a victory. And I'm just so happy for this community. I'm happy for our school. I'm happy for our principal, Mr. Gilbert. And they had a cookout for the teachers. They did us a wave. I mean, everybody just buying in. And it's only going to get better. And we're going to continue to push our kids. We're going to continue to push ourselves until we bring home a region championship.
Well, good luck this week, Coach. And like you always say, let's hear it.
Go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. for the Larry Harrell Show. I'm Kip Branch signing off. We'll talk to you next Sunday.